Anthony Weiner files to run for New York City Council. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 10, 2024. Former Democrat Congressman Anthony Weiner has filed papers with the New York City Campaign Finance Board to run for City Council. Craig McCarthy, the City Hall Bureau Chief for the New York Post, reported that Weiner formally filed to run for New York City Council for District 2. Weiner pleaded guilty in May 2017 to sending obscene material to a 15-year-old girl. He was sentenced to serve 21 months in federal prison. In 2019, after serving 18 months, Weiner was released for good behavior, and upon being released, he paid a $10,000 fine and registered as a sex offender. "Mr. Moneybags over here," Weiner wrote in response to McCarthy's post. Weiner previously admitted during his radio show, The Middle with Anthony Weiner on 77 WABC, that he had been thinking about making a return to politics, according to Spectrum News and Y1. As Breitbart News's John Binder previously reported, in April 2023, Weiner was being encouraged by several friends to run for office again. Breitbart News's John Binder wrote that Weiner's problems in public life first started in May 2011 after he mistakenly posted a photo of his penis to his Twitter. While the post was deleted, Andrew Breitbart, the founder of Breitbart News, published the deleted post on his website, while the establishment media took Weiner's word that he had been hacked. Weiner's problems in public life first started in May 2011 when he mistakenly posted a photo of his penis to his Twitter page. Weiner quickly deleted the post and claimed, repeatedly, that he was hacked. Andrew Breitbart, founder of Breitbart News, who died in February 2012, published the deleted post on his website at the time as establishment media took Weiner at his word that he had been hacked. Breitbart even posted his first-hand account of the scandal. Then, months later, Breitbart posted a photo of Weiner that he had sent to another woman, which prompted the then-congressman to call a press conference. At the press conference, Breitbart spoke to the media and defended his reporting on Weiner's sexting habits. When Weiner took to the podium, he admitted that he had, in fact, posted the initial photo of his penis on his Twitter page and was not hacked. Weiner also apologized to Breitbart directly before stepping down from office days later. "Weiner is always compelled to run in politics, it's what he does. It comes naturally to them, but what he did, the addiction and the underage texting or sexting, that's prohibitive," William O'Reilly told Spectrum News and Y1. O'Reilly previously helped run the campaign of former Representative Bob Turner, RNY, for Weiner's seat, according to the outlet.